one, please.
A resolution by Supervisors Roma West and Lipscomb supporting legislative efforts to fund and expand the Treatment Alternative and Diversion Grant Program.
Supervisor Roma West, and also I'd like to recognize that Chief Judge Kremers has joined us today. Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
Supervisor.
All right. Thank you very much for waiting for me this morning. So as most of you know, the TAD program allows for diversion from prisons. And in the 2010 state budget, it was estimated that the state of Wisconsin saved approximately $23 million in using these programs. And so what this resolution does is supports the continuation of that program. And I do believe that this is something that's very worthwhile. It's something that I'm proud that Milwaukee County does a great deal with. The chief judge should be applauded for his efforts along those lines. And, again, I just think it's something that we should all be very proud of the fact that we have these programs that not only save taxpayer dollars but also help to rehabilitate and give people kind of the boost that they need in order to not only stay out of prison but to reduce recidivism as well. So I move approval.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any questions from committee members? Seeing none, Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there a bill related to this, or is this just a general voice of support?
Judge Kremers, can you shed some light on this for us?
I'll try.
Morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. What I know is that and I don't have, I just got back from being out of town for 10 days and went right from one meeting to another, so I didn't get a chance to print out the latest report. So a little bit of this is from memory, but when TAD initially started and the legislature gave money, it was primarily directed at Milwaukee County and a couple other counties and gave us the opportunity to employ a variety of strategies to show that spending money on programs could safely divert people from going to prison or the county jail, and they could be managed in the community and save money. The results of those early, the first TAD dollars were anywhere from $2 to $4 saved for every dollar spent on the program. Seeing that level of success, the state expanded TAD to a number of other counties. Kept Milwaukee's close to the same amount, but expanded it to other counties. The next iteration of that was to expand it a little more, but require a bit of a matching grant from counties. And so we were able to do that in Milwaukee without you folks, the county board, putting in dollars. We used matching funds from time spent by people who work for me, so we used their time as a matching grant, so the county didn't have to come up with any new money. The latest iteration that this resolution speaks to is an even further expansion of TAD dollars on a statewide basis. It is probably not going to result in any new money for Milwaukee, because any county that's already getting TAD money can't apply in the first round for the money. We still get the money. We've always gotten the amount of money. However, if the other counties who are not currently receiving TAD funds are, I guess there are other people listening, so maybe I shouldn't use this word, but if they're foolish enough not to apply for the TAD money and there's money left, then the counties that are already getting TAD dollars can apply for that excess money. So there's a possibility. Frankly, viewing this as a holistic point of view, I hope there isn't any extra money for Milwaukee County. Personally, it would be nice if there's more for Milwaukee, but it would mean that it's being expanded statewide, which I think is a good thing. So there's a slight possibility of some additional money from this for Milwaukee. But I think the main point If I could speak for Supervisor West and this committee, the main purpose of you supporting it is that the more counties that go in support of the TAD programming, the more likely it is to become sort of institutionalized. And frankly, what is very impressive to me is that this has always had, from day one, a very bipartisan support in the state legislature. I hope that answers your question.
It does. Thank you.
Ms. Kuhn?
This resolution also addresses the fact that there's a collaboration of folks from DOJ to DOC who are working on additional legislation to sort of put in statutes an ongoing process for distribution of TAD funds and sort of establish that there is a council of folks who will be working on this on a regular basis. Currently, it's sort of an informal process. All the folks are at the table, but there's not a specific council and statutes that would actually ensure that these funds are going where they need to go, that we're using evidence-based practice, which is something obviously Milwaukee County already does. And ideally, sort of with the more established and statutes behind it, that there will be sort of a continuation of the expansion and flexibility of the program, which is another goal of the legislation that ideally will be coming out in January that this is addressing.
Okay.
All right. So, all of the Milwaukee folks who are involved in these programs have been a part of working on this at some time during the last couple of years, but it's sort of hopefully moving forward in January.
Okay, very good. Any other questions from my committee members? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Stefskounis.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. And number